Guy. From coast to coast all over North America, this is the ZZ Top world premiere of the new album, Antenna. We have Frank Beard, Billy Gibbons, and Dusty Hill of ZZ Top with a live studio audience. We're in Manhattan, the Big Apple, at a fantastic facility, the Hit Factory. And guys, we got a question from the audience. Your name, please, and where are you from?
Ron Dorfield from Cleveland, Ohio.
How'd you win your trip here to meet ZZ Top?
I won it on WMMS.
The Buzzard, great station.
That's right. Okay, my question was, I see you guys' cars and your videos and in a lot of magazines, and I just wondered if any of you did any drag racing at all.
Oh, that's a good question. We will thank you for your question. The two guys in the beards are pointing to Frank Beard because Frank had a big year in 1993. I'm glad you brought that up. Frank, you want to answer that question about drag racing or I should say auto racing?
Yeah, ZZ Top has always liked cars. From being in high school in Texas, if you didn't have a fine car, you couldn't get a fine woman.
Oh, and, is that how it goes? Okay.
That has expressed itself in many ways. Billy is like a noted customizer of iron, and I've taken up race car driving last year, and we had a pretty good year. We ended up second at Daytona and fourth at Sebring.
Ho! Now, you're still being modest, though, Frank. This was, what, your 10th year of professional auto racing? Your 20th year of professional auto racing?
No, it was my first.
First race?
First year, yeah.
Came in second at Daytona.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to, with that kind of great start, I suppose you're going to continue to do some auto racing. What's next on the front? What's the name of the team, the racing team?
It's called ZZ Pro Technic.
ZZ Pro Technic.
Yeah.
Okay. When's the next race that folks can be actually watching for your?
Daytona is coming up February 6th and 7th, and the people at RCA have been gracious enough to we're in Europe doing a promotional tour over there for a month, and Billy and Dusty have agreed to let me slide back into Florida and do the Daytona race, and they're going to cover me over there, which is I appreciate it.
All righty. We'll get some more questions from the audience, but now we got to get some more world premiere music from Antenna. We're about to enter the world of Swirl.
Dusty.
Yeah.
Dusty on vocals on the ZZ Top world premiere.
Looking for a sin.
That's called World of Swirl from the new ZZ Top Antenna album featuring Bachelor number two on the end, Dusty Hill.
I live in a world of swirl.
World of Swirl. That's from ZZ Top's Antenna. The album is going to be in the stores on Tuesday, but you don't have to wait that long for more of the ZZ Top world premiere on the Album Network. Don't go away. Nationwide with ZZ Top, the world premiere of Antenna. I'm Redbeard. And let's once again, let's kind of identify for the listening audience all across North America who we got here. First of all, Bachelor number one, Frank Beard of ZZ Top.
Hi, how you doing out there? I hope I win.
In the middle, Bachelor number two, Billy Gibbons.
Favorite color red.
And Bachelor number three on the end, the man who puts the bottom on the top, Dusty Hill of ZZ Top.
The Dustinator, the Duster.
Okay, we've got a question from the audience. Your name and where you're from.
June Featherston from Denville, New Jersey.
Right. You got your fan club here, don't you, June? What's your question?
My question is what these guys do on their off time. Are they married? Do they have children? They're bachelors.
Since we don't have much off time.
Frank said he was married.
Yes, I'm married. Got twin 8-year-old boys that keep me pretty busy.
I have an eight-year-old. How about you two?
Well, that's no, he and I are not married to each other.
Bachelor number two?
Yeah. Bachelor number two.
Billy F. Gibbons right here.
Billy F.
Just have a real good time all the time.
That's what he does in his spare time.
Bachelor number three.
Bachelor number three.
I'm not married, no. And
what are your hobbies?
My hobbies? I think that has a lot to do with why I'm not married.
Good answer. Good answer.
Fast cars and fast women. That's why the guys in the car club call me the cruiser.
Bachelor number three. Good answer.
Yeah.
Okay. For a second, and this one, you might have to chew on this one for a second. You're approaching an amazing anniversary. You're coming up between 24 and 25 years of this band, ZZ Top, putting out Texas rock and roll to the world, to the people. And something that it may not be known to your fans is that there has not ever been a personnel change in this band, ZZ Top. They've even got the same manager they started with almost 25 years ago.
And Redbeard, little known fact, no underwear changes either.
Thank you for that, Frank. Thank you for sharing that with the class. Just for a second, though, I'm going to give you a chance, and Dusty, we'll start down there with you. There's got to be some secret in this day and age of fast-paced things changing, particularly in the entertainment business, in the world of rock and roll. Almost 25 years, no personnel changes. You even have the same management. I mean, when you look up the word loyalty in the rock and roll dictionary, there's a picture of the three of you. I mean, there just hasn't been any changes. And honest to God, I would like to know why. I think it's a bona fide question.
Well,
putting you on the spot now.
I don't like change anyway. But no, I think it's a matter of we enjoy playing together on stage. That is the nucleus of everything else that goes on around the group is what it is. But playing with each other and enjoying the other two guys and trying to put that involved with the audience makes the spark that provides the flame.
Ooh, I like
Ooh,
that.
Ooh, I got to write that That's down.
That's poetic. Write that down. That's going to be on the next album.
And it also involves our manager. I mean, it's a whole working without it feeling like work thing.
Okay.
Frank Beard of ZZ Top. Dusty says that it all kind of sprung from the live thing, and that for Dusty at least, it's all this other stuff is kind of the glue, but the thing that puts it all there is the live playing with the three of you. What about for you? How have you been able to stay together in ZZ Top for almost 25 years?
We talk about this amongst ourselves a lot, and we've done this band longer than we've done anything else. I mean, longer than we went to school, certainly longer than any marriage that I've had. I mean, it is like being married to these two guys, and it just goes to the fact that we've always stayed true to what we wanted to do, which was just play music and have a good time and try not to make it any harder than that. Yeah.
That's a good answer, too. Billy G., I'm leaving you last. Those are two good answers to follow.
But I'll second it.
Okay.
Sure, right. Ditto. Well,
yeah. Call on me first, will you?
Yeah.
Ditto.
But, Billy, I've heard you refer to Frank and Dusty when we weren't live on the radio in an interview situation. I heard you talk about them very fondly as your brothers.
Well, we are, just as you say, families with what we do, play music, and it goes from Bill Hamm's management position, which has been unchanged for 20 some odd years that we started. J.W. Williams has been with us.
Let's have a hand for Bill Hamm and J.W. and Bob Small.
Bob Small, Jimmy Emerson, Donnie Stewart, the name, I mean, it just goes on and on.
And it is like a family then, isn't it?
Just enjoy it.
And just enjoy it. Let's enjoy some more of the world premiere of Antenna. We're going to go cruising down PCH. We'll find out what that stands for after we listen to the song from the Antenna world premiere.
Sometimes it's pleasure, sometimes it's pleasure. Eating up a bad
Another one from Antenna, the world premiere on the Album Network.
Yes.
We are bad, and we are nationwide.
Oh, yeah. We're doing it now.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Beating the boogie.
Okay. It's three letters, right? PCH. Quickly, what does it stand for?
Pacific
Coast Highway.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cruising down the PCH. We got another question from the audience. Your name and where you're from?
Bob Dixon from Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania.
Right.
Hey, hey, hey.
For you, Frank, it's kind of cool you got Frank Beard, no beard, and the other guys got beards. Do you ever consider having a beard for your next album and surprise your fans?
This beard thing started out during a little two-year break that we took in 78, I believe it was. When we got back together, we hadn't seen each other for about a year, and we got back together in rehearsal studios, and I walked in, and I actually had a beard. I had about an inch long. And Billy and Dusty walked in, and they had these monster things on their chins. And it was like, so I went home and shaved that night. It was like, God, these guys got me whipped.
And besides that, Billy and I's original last name was Chin. So, no.
The Chin Brothers.
The Chin Brothers.
We've got one more question from the audience. Sir, your name and where are you from?
Bob Bittens. I'm the program director of WHCN in Hartford, Connecticut. We're carrying the show tonight. Hi, Connecticut.
Hey, hey.
I can't see them waving back, but I hate to stay on the same subject, but I've been working on it for a while. How long is it going to take to get one of these?
How long you got?
Yeah.
How's he doing?
Doing good.
How's it look?
Doing good. Doing right. Good.
It's coming along nicely.
The beards are coming along nicely. The rock and roll coming off of this album is coming along fine. Yeah. Nothing but fine. And we've got more from Antenna, the world premiere album, Coast to Coast, coming up on the Album Network. Back live from the Big Apple, New York City, on the world premiere network of the Album Network with ZZ Top and the album Antenna. We're live from the Hit Factory in Manhattan, and we've got a great crowd. I think the first two rows have been the best, don't you? Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah, I like it that way too. We have got to get on out of here. These guys got to get out there in the Hogzillas and the Cadzillas and roll on down the highway. I want to thank this audience. It's been superb. You've been great. We want to thank everybody listening coast to coast. Once again, a big round of applause. Frank Beard. Dusty Hill.
Thank you.
And the Reverend Willie G. Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top.
Thank you very much.
Rock it.
Oh, yeah. Special thanks go to Bill Hamm, John Williams, JW, Bob Small of Lone Wolf Management, to Joe Galante, Dave Longo, Randy Goodman, Hugh Surratt, Chris Wheat, and Jordan Zucker of RCA, BMG Records, and to Bobby Zurich, to Carl Siegel, and the staff of this fantastic facility, the Hit Factory in downtown Manhattan. Thanks to Tommy Nass, Donna Geisinger, Neil Bird, John Schoenberger, and John Valenzuela of the Album Network. To Steve Saslow and June Brody of SJS Entertainment New York. To C.K. Bauer and IDB Communications. And certainly, our thanks to Frank Beard, Billy Gibbons, and Dusty Hill of ZZ Top. The world premiere broadcast of ZZ Top's Antenna was engineered by Rick R.J. Lane, Dr. Bibb, Rob Hoffman, Kim Stallings, John Eaton, Brian Hyland, and Todd McAvoy. Our stage manager, Kathy Faulkner from KISW in Seattle. Tonight's show was produced by Mark Felsock. Executive producer, Stephen R. Smith. I'm Redbeard from KTXQ in Dallas-Fort Worth. This has been an exclusive presentation
of the Album Network.